This is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka. A coordinated Taliban assault on a military base and police training center in eastern Afghanistan on Monday morning has killed more than 100 people. At least two officials are confirming the attack in the central Maidan Wardak province on Monday. This man is a local resident who said he felt a big explosion around 6 in the morning, adding, "I thought there was an earthquake. It was very strong." The Taliban has claimed responsibility for the attack. An Islamic State suicide bomber targeted a joint convoy of U.S. and allied Kurdish forces in northern Syria on Monday. This was his second attack against U.S. troops in less than a week. A U.S. military spokesperson said there were no casualties among the U.S.-led coalition members. Monday's attack came days after a suicide attack killed 16 people, including two U.S. service members and two American civilians in the northern Syrian town of Manbij. President Donald Trump calls it a common sense compromise, but Democrats are labeling his proposal to end the government shutdown a non-starter. This as the partial U.S. government shutdown reaches its 31st day. Here's AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
Republican Senator James Lankford, who sits on the Homeland Security Committee, thinks the Senate should open debate on the proposal.
The president's put a reasonable compromise on the table. Everyone knew if we're going to go through this process, we're going to end up compromising on multiple different areas to be able to resolve it. But the core elements are there that we all strongly believe about. That is, how do you secure the actual border?
To the Democrat side and Senator Kirsten Gillibrand.
It's outrageous, and he's just playing politics, and this is a bad deal. It does not do the things that would move this country forward in a productive way.
Both Gillibrand and Lankford were on ABC's This Week. Shelley Adler, Washington.
This is VOA News. The world economy will be more sluggish this year, the International Monetary Fund warned Monday at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. IMF Managing Director Christine Lagarde cited trade disputes that have seen China slow to its weakest pace in 30 years, as well as the impact of rising U.S. interest rates. The IMF cut its forecast for global growth this year to 3.5% from the 3.7% it had predicted in October and down from 2018's 3.7%. We are now hearing from a volunteer first responder to the terrorist attack at a luxury Nairobi, Kenya hotel last week. Serge Medik was on his way home when he saw the injured being carried away from the Dusit D2 hotel compound. Medik said he and others followed a trail of destruction, even spotting an unexploded grenade.
We came across the shop window of a bank, and I&M Bank, and the windows were riddled with bullets. So somewhere in my mind, I hoped that it was just a bank robbery gone wrong, because bank robbers, after all, are more reasonable people than terrorists.
21 people were killed during the 20-hour siege. The Islamic extremist group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility. The number of people killed in a gasoline pipeline explosion in central Mexico rose to 89 people on Monday. The country's health minister made that statement, also adding that at least 51 people were injured. Friday's pipeline blast happened after hundreds of people had rushed to collect fuel from a leaking pipe. An Al-Qaeda affiliate is claiming responsibility for Sunday's attack on a UN peacekeeping camp in northern Mali, killing 10 blue helmets from Chad and wounding 25 others. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres condemned the attack and called it a possible war crime. Protests turned violent Sunday between Greek demonstrators and police as tens of thousands of people converged on Athens to oppose a name change deal with Macedonia. Greece has long protested the name Macedonia, adopted by its northern neighbor after it split from Yugoslavia. Greeks say Macedonia's new name, the Republic of North Macedonia, represents an attempt to appropriate Greek identity and cultural heritage, because Macedonia is also the name of Greece's northern province, made famous by Alexander the Great's conquests. We have more international stories for you on voanews.com. Go there for the latest. I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.